All right, international break weekend. So Premier League has us all a bit depressed because we're not watching any of the games, but we have incredible international games going on. And with the U.S. playing Brazil, I wanted to catch up with, for me, I think one of the most talented kids of this next generation. Weston McKennie has skills, he has confidence, and he has a great story. And this is what he had to say. So a guy that doesn't need much introduction nowadays, Weston McKennie. I got my introduction to you recently, where I got to play with you.
Yeah.
And you did not take it easy on the old guys. So the Steve Nash showdown, you brought it. You brought the A game.
You'll learn over the years that I'm a competitive cat. I love competition. I can make competition out of everything.
That was such a fun night.
Yeah, no, it was actually good, but I'm one of those guys that I will race you upstairs. I will race to drink a bottle down first. I'll race to walk across the street.
It's all competition.
It's all competition. That's one of the things I think that makes me easy to get along with or to talk with or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we were an immediate banner that night. Yeah. We had just met each other. I like to kind of, you know, it's funny. Obviously, there's a huge game coming up in terms of anytime you play Brazil. It's massive. Yeah. But I'd rather go like way back to the beginning and figure out like where does soccer start for you? Because I feel like you've got a really unique story. I mean, it's kind of abnormal the path it's taken you on. But can you remember like where it starts?
Where
is it? Texas? Like
no,
where?
No. It definitely started in Otterbach, in Germany. More people, you say Kaiserslautern, across the street in a school.
How old are
school
you?
Gym. 5 and a half, 6, around that time. My brother and his friend, he made a friend before I did, surprisingly.
Is this older brother, younger
yeah,
brother?
My older yeah. brother. Made a friend before I did, and the guy invited him over to play soccer in the gym, and it was just like Sunday, Monday.
Pickup game.
Yeah, pickup game, and they did it every week. And my brother, you know, my mom always being the mom she is, take your brother with you. My brother's like, no, come on, please. But it was literally like walk across the street and there's a school. So I went across the street with my brother. We went to the gym and I just started playing. And that's where I guess my first coach for soccer was there present. And surprisingly, he was also young. I think he's only 12 years older than me.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah, 12 years older than me. So he's like 32, 33 right now. At the time, he was, as you can say, young, really young.
So you just show up.
I showed up, and I just started kicking the ball. And he said that he could kind of see that I wanted to have the ball all the time. That I showed athleticism and you know technique and certain things. And he told my brother, hey, I run a team and blah blah blah. Is it okay if I talk to your mom and you know maybe he can come up and train with us and do a tryout. I just took over the team. So I went up there one day after school because in Germany the kids at that age get out of school at like 1 p.m. and that's
you got a lot to do in the afternoon.
Our school,
yeah.
At our school, I went on the American base. We got out like 3:30, 4. So they practice in the evening. So I went up there and I had no idea what to wear for soccer practice. I went in some cargo shirt, shorts, and a polo shirt. And
your brother didn't help you out on that one, did he?
And American football cleats.
Shut up.
Yeah, American football cleats.
Like high tops?
Yeah.
No way.
High tops.
Were they white?
They were black.
Oh.
They were black.
That's so good.
And it was funny because the training that we did that day actually fitted like my qualities. Like we played duck, duck, goose. I remember running in circles. I got to show my speed and stuff like that. And you know, it was kind of a training to where he could assess me and see me. And I guess, right away after that training, he said, yeah, we want you, you know, you can play with us if you want.
So that was your first team.
Yeah. That was my first team. FC Otterbach, Phoenix Otterbach.
And yeah. Were you hooked?
I was hooked. I'm one of the players that a guy that I love anything with competition, and they didn't have American football. I mean, so soccer was the only thing that they had over there for my age.
Yeah,
for my age, they had it for my brother's age. American football. You know, if he wanted to go play, he played American football actually over there. He had to wear a big A on the back of his helmet. So I think because each team was only allowed one or two American players on the field at the same time.
Why? Because they were so good or
yeah.
something? No way. You couldn't
yeah.
bring all the ringers?
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's so funny.
He played for Kaiserslautern Pikes, and yeah, so that's kind of how soccer began for me and FC Otterbach.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a good touch in football cleats, you've got it. You probably have a good career ahead of you.
Yeah.
And so, where does it go from there? Because I feel like for a lot of people, their soccer career is in these like big checkpoints where it's like, all right, you're hooked now. You've got a team. When did the love intersect with the potential? Like, when did you say, like, all right, I love playing this game, but now I could see there's a path in this. Like, I'm sticking with this. I'm getting serious about it.
I think when I joined FC Dallas Academy.
And so how old are you then? When's that?
11.
Okay.
11 years old. I moved back from Germany, and I played for a rec league team. Did you say rec league? Yeah, it was back then. Coyotes. Purple jerseys and
stuff.
That's
so funny that you remember all the names.
I remember I played for Coyotes, and I went to ASG. I don't think they're still around anymore. They split up after a while. I went to ASG, then I went to Solar. And after Solar, I went to FC Dallas. I think I went there with the 97-96 age group when I first tried out. And I remember there's this one kid named Sanders and Martin. That when I first went, I was younger than them,
yeah.
So they hit their growth spurts and everything. I was a little tiny kid, and you know, running around the field. And I used to go to school and be like, oh my god, I have this one kid on my team. He probably has a duck to go under these doors to go through these doors. I'm sure he's
a giant
tall.
To you.
Yeah, but like now I see him and I'm taller than them, and I'm like, what? No, so that's whenever I think it kind of intercepted, you know, the idea. Whenever, because that's also the same time I said I want to play soccer instead of football, because I went back to America.
Oh yeah, because in Texas, I mean that's American football country.
Yeah, I went back to America and I picked up American football again and played soccer both. I would go from a soccer game, score two goals. My coach would be like, you have to score two goals, or we have to go up in the lead by two goals, or this and that, and then you can leave to your football game.
Yeah, make sure we have a nice cushion before you leave.
Yeah, so I would be in the car. My mom's driving me. I'd be in the car changing into my football pads and then running onto the field to play football. And I had so much energy. I still have a lot of energy nowadays too, but I had so much energy back then. It was unreal.
What position did you play?
I played a lot. I played running back.
Yeah, I was about to say, they had to give you the ball and let you go.
Running back, QB, kicker, punt returner. I played the whole thing. I played lineman at one point just because I'm quick off the line. It was definitely a fun period of my life. You know, Monday would be soccer practice, Tuesday football, Wednesday soccer, Thursday football, Friday soccer, and then Saturday soccer, football game. Sunday was like my only day off, but I'd still be outside playing manhunt or hide and seek
or
pick up basketball or something, and then repeat the whole week. And after a little while, it kind of took a toll on me, you know, my body. I think around 11 years old, 12 years old, I think
just too much.
Yeah, it became a little too much, and you know, doing with school starts to get a little bit more serious, you know, and you got more homework, and I think I went to the doctor actually whenever I was 12 or 13. I went to the doctor and they were like, man, like, you have the knees of like a 30-year-old.
Oh, really? So like at that point, they already saw the toll a second.
Yeah, and because I would be playing on grass, going to turf, and going back to grass, and practicing football on hard ground and dirt and stuff like that. So,
well, it's a good thing you picked one at that point.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was pretty good at American football. I've always, you know, wondered like
what would happen if you stuck on that.
If I would have stuck on football, you know. I mean, of course, you could look at me now and say, like, oh, he doesn't really have the body for it or something like that. But if I would have stuck with football, I would have trained to have the body for it, you know,
And,
you know, trained every day for something new. But, I mean, I was good whenever I did play, but everyone's kind of good at that age, I guess you could say.
Well, it was good that we got you because you've turned it into some career. And I was looking into it. My alma mater, UVA. I mean, so now you're progressing. You go through the academy, homegrown player with FC Dallas, and you have a chance to go to college. And I think you even, like,
I committed.
You committed, mm-hmm. and you were going to be Oahu just like me, but you made a decision to do something else. Talk about, because that's another big checkpoint in your life where you made a huge decision.
Yeah. I remember I called the coach to commit. I was on a jet ski on the back of my dad's truck. We're about to unload it. And
I was about to say, in the water is a bad idea to be on the phone.
No, we're about to unload it into the water, and I called to tell him that I would commit, and my mom was recording it and stuff. You know, got to get the whole.
It's a big moment.
Yeah, it's a big moment for a parent, and I just remember I committed. I was so happy to go and everything, and I got a phone call saying, "Hey, you have this opportunity over in Germany." And for me as a player, I always want to go back to where I started and go back to Germany. And for me, I always felt at home whenever I was there because that's where I learned the sport. Whenever I play soccer, I always bring back memories of me in Germany. And that was one of the things. I think I was also in residency before, and we had mental conditioning coaches. And if there's one big thing I took from residency is was in mental conditioning training. About an A plan and a B plan. And my thing was, if my A plan was always to be a professional soccer player.
Yeah.
My B plan, not saying it wasn't as valuable as to me as, you know, being professional, but my B plan was going to college, securing a scholarship, securing an education, and then trying to make it pro. And for me, I'm such a guy that wants to be the best and do the best that I can for myself and for the people around me. And I learned, if you have a B plan to your A plan, then you're not going to invest everything you have into your A plan.
You give yourself an out.
Because you give yourself an out and you have a fallback. Mm. So for me, I said, hey, if I do go over to Germany and, you know, I don't succeed, well, then at least it was my decision.
And you went for it.
And I went for it. And I won't regret it. I won't do anything. And I also said, hey, it's risky because you're going to Germany, with a professional contract, but you're still playing, you know, U19s.
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee that you're going to make the first team.
Well, there's a lot of kids that don't make the first
exactly.
team.
Exactly. Yeah. And especially in Europe like that, you know, one player out of 30 players on a team might make it. Yeah. So it was definitely a risk that I thought about, but it was a risk I was willing to take because I love the game so much that I couldn't imagine, you know, another way. I wanted to invest everything I had. I'm also a person that I give 110% in what I do, and I believed I could make it. And you know, my dad was one of those skeptical ones about it because he's like, hey, man, it's education, you know, it's important. You need that to survive, and especially in America, you know, you can't get a job at McDonald's anymore without having a college education. So,
But you believed in yourself.
Yeah, I believed in myself, and after a while, my dad did too. And my mom always did. My mom was like, it's your decision, you know, do what you want, this, that. And my dad, I had to kind of convince a little bit. Same with my brother. But I think once my dad realized that how bad I wanted it and how bad and how much I was willing to sacrifice for it, he let me go. I mean, ultimately, if he said no, I don't know. I probably would have tried to still go.
Yeah.
I mean, but as a parent, you got to listen to your parents.
You knew what you needed to do.
My dad didn't want to make that decision for me.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be that parent that I go to college and then I regret every single day of my life. Like, why didn't I make that decision? Oh, because of my dad or something like that. So
that's a tough, tough position for a dad.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, it's definitely a tough decision as a parent. I mean, college education, or your son goes and tries to make it pro and doesn't succeed, then he's back living with you or something. So,
yeah.
He's
gotta be so proud of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he definitely is. He's coming over in December, I think, for the first derby of this season. So
nice.
He loved the derby.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
loved it. So
it's funny. I'm the version that you're talking about. So I had a chance. I played in the Toulon tournament, the U.S. team, and a Benfica scout offered me a contract before UVA. And I was too scared. You know, it was just so unknown, and I didn't have the courage to say no to UVA. And listen, it worked out. I made it to the professional level. I made it to the national team. But I still, to this day, think, man, what if I just had the courage to go in that unknown and go to Benfica as a 17-year-old and just believe in myself and try it? So it takes a lot of courage to jump into a world, even though you've been to Germany before and you could speak the language. It's still a big culture shift for someone that even lived there a little bit growing up.
Yeah.
So I mean that put you on this path that I feel like it's really unique where American players play multiple sports or have to play catch up at some point. And I know Christian had that quote that I thought was really impressive for him to make, and he got some criticism for it about saying, you know, going over there was the right move, and it's the right move for a lot of young players. And I think we just have to be honest about the fact that we aren't yet in this country what can be offered to young players at Borussia Dortmund or in Spain or in Italy and Germany and France. So it's not right for everyone.
Yeah.
But getting over there put you on this path of catching back up with kids your age that have been in that world for a long time. Yeah. And then you get the call up to the U.S. team and you're hitting the ground running. I mean, have you surprised yourself at all with like how, I mean, the level you're playing at your age and how comfortable you are with each next step where you get thrown into a different environment, into the first team at Schalke, into the, you know, first team with the U.S.?
I think the biggest shock, I mean, I won't say it was a big shock because I believed I could do it, but it was a big shock whenever I first, you know, made my debut against Ingolstadt. And then another big shock for me is after the coach told me that he wanted me to stay instead of going on loan after my first preseason that I went on. Definitely because as a player, you're always anxious of, you know, am I good enough? And when my coach talked to me saying he wanted me to stay, it was kind of a message saying, I think you're good enough. You know, of course, you need self-confidence. You need to have self-evaluation, and you need to know that you're good enough or no, but it's always nice to be told every once in a while. And he did that for me. And I guess after that, you know, being around those players in that type of environment, Leon Goretzka and, you know, Naldo and Ben Taleb and Max Meyer, all those guys, like everyone on my team prepares me every day for the next step.
Yeah.
You know, I come into national team and, you know, I'm playing with high level class players, and then you play against, you know, national teams from Ireland or Austria or Brazil or stuff like that, but you're not surprised about it because you're playing with guys of that caliber every day, week in and week out. So for me, it was my biggest shock whenever he told me that, and whenever I got into the first team of Schalke. But ever since then, I think, you know, it's
you feel
one
like
of those
you
things
belong.
I feel like I belong in where I'm at, and I feel like I've also earned where I'm at.
Yeah, totally. So. Well, it's been fun to watch you where you're at too. And it's why I remember the first time that I played against Brazil, I was walking down the tunnel to go warm up, and I looked over and I saw Ronaldinho. And at that point, I was an older guy and I'd been playing for a while, but I still, like, I had to fight that little kid in me where I was like, don't look over a man, like, you know, play cool, come on.
Yeah.
Is it like, so you're getting ready to play Brazil. Like, is there still that kid inside you, or is like some of these guys you're playing against?
No, trust me, definitely. Even when we played France, you know, and just walking down the tunnel, or even when you play Portugal, like, even the idea that it's Cristiano Ronaldo's team, you're like, oh my God. And then you're walking down the tunnel next to Pepe and you're like, of course
I played with you on FIFA.
Yeah, yeah. It's always going to be like that. I mean, even for me with Schalke, with some of those guys, I'm sitting there like, whenever I first went to train, I'm like, Klaas-Jan Huntelaar, like, what the crap? Like, I'm over here, like, I don't know, black person blushing, I guess you could say. No, but it's definitely a little kid of me is going to come out of me, you know, before the game. But during the game, I hit a 180 turn, and they're
the person
it's a pro mentality that has to come out. You know, you can't sit there and be like, oh my God, Neymar, and oh my God, I'm not going to tackle him because it's Neymar or something like that, because then that holds off of what you have to show.
Yeah,
that totally holds off the player you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm not about that. Like, yeah, I played against Paul Pogba, but am I gonna show him a type of respect because he's Paul Pogba? I mean, of course he's done some stuff, but whenever it's on the field, it's everyone's the same.
Yeah,
in my head, everyone's the same. And unless it's my own teammate, I mean, I'm gonna talk to him like he's the same, of course, but
yeah,
it's my own teammate. I'm not gonna sit there and be like, shut up, Ronaldo, or something. Like, nobody ever does that. No, but it's one of those things where you got to treat everyone the same on the field, and you got to go out there and believe, like, hey, I belong. Like, yeah, he's Paul Pogba, but I'm Weston McKennie, you know, and Yeah.
You've got something to show yourself.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a little kid one day going, oh, my God, that's Weston McKinney walking down the tunnel next to you and saying, I'm going to kick him so hard this game.
that's my type of game, so I hope.
Well, I can't wait to see you guys out there against Brazil. Man, congrats on everything. I mean, from a gym in Germany to MetLife playing against Brazil. It's a pretty cool journey, and you've just started. So good luck.
You.
Good luck this weekend, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me. So I think for me, what comes across the most in that conversation is the confidence that this kid has. I got a chance to play with him in a fun little charity game, and even in that, he treated it like it was, the Champions League. And that's something I really admire. A kid with skills, with courage, with confidence. And, man, we're going to see against Brazil if he can show Neymar and some of these other guys what Weston McKennie's all about. Stay on your feet.